41 in our hymn book, number 41.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I praise you, Lord. Jesus, you are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I love you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, we praise you. I praise you. I praise your name, Lord. I praise your name. Oh, glory, glory to God. Glory to God. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name, and that's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I praise you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. You are precious, Lord. Oh, reveal yourself. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Jesus, you are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. We love you. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus, come to us, Lord Jesus, Jesus. My hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. My thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, make yourself precious, Lord, to each one, I pray. Oh, we want to love you more. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you. there's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low.
Together. He keeps me singing. Number 453. We can stand as we sing. 453. We'll sing that first verse again.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Someone pray with us, please. Dear Lord, hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for the pleasure we have in your company. Lord, the experience that we have when we lift our hearts and our voices to you. Lord, thank you for your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. I pray that you help us to remain in your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. I'm happy that our brother John Schreck is with us. He's an old-timer. I mean, he's an old-timer. Come, brother. That's your introduction.
He always goes to the old thing. You're just a kid.
I know.
Well, that's why I love you anyway.
Thank you.
A lot of things that have been bugging me about, let's say that's the wrong word, that's a Brooklyn word, that the Lord has brought to my attention over the, well, years and lately in months. And I just want to, he made the mistake of saying I should say something briefly. And you don't say that to a retired preacher, so I'll try to be brief. In Jude, that is the book before Revelation, it's one chapter, and it's loaded with dynamite, and it's scary. There are warnings in there, and encouragements, and examples from the Old Testament, and unless we have read the Old Testament, we don't even know what he's talking about. He talks about three bad people back there, a murderer, a rebeller, a false prophet. I often wonder that we even call him a prophet. But anyway, but in the first verses or two, I just want to refer to briefly before I go to the sermon. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. You have a couple of words in here that talk about fighting, to contend, and to earnestly get into it, and to mean it, and to exert energy and strength and time for the kingdom of God to be furthered in not only your own life, but in those that are around you, the precious brothers and sisters that are here this weekend. I love friends and family, and that's why I'm here and trying to enjoy some fellowship, and it's been wonderful, and Jesus is wonderful. But I want to go and refer to the end of Isaiah 40 here, where we find out how we can do this thing. It's a very short passage. And also, before I forget, I want to remind us of a verse in a song that says, when the church of Jesus tarries, Pentecostal fire will fall. Sin and wrong will be defeated. Sinners on the Lord will call. There's a whole list there of things that we keep praying about and saying, God, do this, God, do that, God, do that. And we put the horse behind the carriage. We've turned it around. And the Lord says, you need to pray about it first. You got to pray it through. It ain't going to happen. It's by might nor by power, neither, but by my spirit. And so we have a word here quickly in the end of Isaiah 40 that says, didn't you know? Hast thou not known? It says here, hast thou not heard? Of course we have. All of us Pentecostal people, we're too smart. We have a lot of knowledge. God. It's about God. The Lord, the Creator, the ends of the earth, fainteth not, and he's not weary. You are. There's no search of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. I said very often to the Lord, there ain't no one more faint than I am. Lord, help me. It is faithful. I'm sure you have done that too. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Sorry about you people over there. But take the Lord's strength and stay close to Jesus and he'll stick to you. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There ain't no other way around it. Sometimes the enemy tries to guide us into detours and easy ways, and it ain't going to happen. That verse in the song that I quoted talks about the church of Jesus. That's you and me. We need to do it. And so here, there's an interesting passage. The last verse talks about receiving strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, there are two thoughts on that I have found out over the years, that interpretations that people get from this. And one is that I heard in Alaska, where my grandson was up there doing some missionary work. And the pastor of his church was preaching about this, and I had a hard time staying seated because he was talking about exactly the opposite of what we've been taught all our life. They that wait upon the Lord means to spend time with Jesus. Amen. Spend time with Jesus. Sitting, kneeling, laying down, whatever makes you comfortable, but do it. Then it works. He was talking about, a waiter running around waiting on somebody with an empty tray. You ever see those guys? They're very tricky. And I always felt they meant to spend time with the Lord and getting something from the Lord to give to the people. Unless the cook is in the hot kitchen preparing a meal that the waiter can put on that tray to feed the people, he's running around with an empty tray and giving them nothing. You with me so far? Am I going too fast for you? That's how it is. Naturally speaking, you've all been gone to restaurants, and that's how it is in the kingdom of God. He speaks to us, not just pastors and preachers and evangelists, but us Christians. He says, now get alone with God, and he'll meet with you, and he'll give you something not only for yourself to eat, spiritually speaking, but you will be able to feed others in his kingdom. You'll be a blessing. You'll be able to be of encouragement and help to your brothers and sisters. And I thank God for this place. And I know he mentioned the fact that I've been around a while, and it's been about 74 years. And I'll close with this. And when a preacher says I'll close with this, don't believe him. But anyway, I'll try to do that. You know what it is? A preacher is full of the Word of God. So forgive me for even saying that. One story and fact after another comes up, and it's a blessing. And so we are full of the blessing and the Word of God. But let us be mindful individually, first of all, that God's call is over all of us. And I know some of us are very young. Bobby said he was, what were you, just born? I was 12 back in 49. It was the first season. Mine too. 49 was my first season, but I wasn't 2 years old. I was 12. And the Lord, in his mercy, guided us to this place and to the Ridgewood Fellowship and brought us up in the ways of the Lord. And I thank the Lord. That's all I want to mention about that for now. God bless you.
About singing. Well, it's not too long. Well, maybe a little over a year ago, maybe 2 years now, maybe a little longer. We were at the Thanksgiving service at Ridgewood Church. That's something we do every year. Thanksgiving is every year, and I endeavor to be there every year. And I joined my fellow ministers from the different churches on the platform. And during this Thanksgiving service, I started a chorus. And nobody sang. Nobody. None of the ministers, no one in the congregation, no accompaniment. And the funny thing was that I was surprised about that. I went back to the tape after the meeting, and Brother James had cut it out. He just took it out. True story. I guess he thought, well, if nobody else sang it but Phil, like, you know, we don't really need that. So anyway. Well, maybe I just missed it. But I looked and I didn't see it. So I wanted to see if anyone else was singing. But it's just it's a song I thought other people knew. And I guess we learned it in Williamsburg. I don't know where my dad picked it up. He had a lot of songs. He knew a lot of songs. And it goes like this. Let's be true to Jesus. Let's be true to Jesus, though a thousand voices from the world may call. 'Twas He who died to save us and demands our life, our loyalty, our all. Since we'll walk and talk with Him when this fleeting life is o'er, let us labor now to point the sinner to the open door. Let's be true to Jesus, and we'll reap eternal blessings by and by. Let's try it again now. Let's be true to Jesus, though a thousand voices from the world may call. 'Twas He who died to save us and demands our life, our loyalty, our all. Since we'll walk and talk with Him when this fleet
waiting life is o'er. Let us labor now to point the sinner to the open door. Let's be true.